Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in on the radio dial here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM or WYADonline.com, we're glad you all could be with us. Also, those tuning in to online affiliates around the world, we're glad you all could now join us as well. You know, I first found out about our next guest because of her book, Girls Who Code. But Reshma Soojani is someone who's definitely been able to make a name for herself through her own personal journey, but also the way she's been able to empower others. Her new book is called Brave Not Perfect, Fear Less, Fail More, and Live Bolder. We're going to talk to her about the new book, but also the journey she's been on to empower others along the way. Reshma, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing really good. Reshma, I want to first say thank you so much for working with us on the rescheduling. Our audience might remember on the radio side, we were supposed to have you with us several weeks ago. We had some, I think, some scheduling issues that came up, so I really appreciate you working with us. And so appropriate that we can talk to you as we are wrapping up Women's History Month, because you have been able, Reshma, to make your own history and to empower others in blazing their own trail. What has that experience been like for you, to not only to share your own story, but to know how your story is helping other women?
Oh, I mean, I think it's just incredibly rewarding. My family came here as refugees, and I, from the time I was a little girl, I've just wanted to give back because I love this country so much. And I feel so blessed, both from Girls Who Code and building this bravery movement, that the things that I'm talking about, the work that I'm doing, is actually helping people.
Right. And it definitely is doing it in the big way. And I should say for us guys, Reshma, I read your book, Brave Not Perfect, with the idea, you know what, this is something all of us need to be reminded of. I think we as men, sometimes we put these expectations on ourselves. We have others who put expectations on us. Have you heard from men as well how this book has helped them too?
So many men. I mean, I've gotten so many emails from men saying, you know, I struggle with perfectionism too. But because I feel like culturally, right, we've raised our boys to be tough and to be fearless and to be risk takers, I don't feel like I have the space to be emotive, right? And so when I also care what other people think of me, I don't have the space or the words to share that with others. And so this idea of perfectionism, like, you know, it affects both genders. I think it just shows up for women and men in just very different ways.
Sure. Sure. That's so true. So, you know, coming off the success of Girls Who Code, which really did become a movement unto itself. First of all, how big of a surprise was that for you, Reshma, to see the way that people not only responded to the message, but the movement you created through it?
Well, today we're celebrating our 7th birthday. So I have been in the thick of nostalgia looking at old pictures of, you know, the first 20 girls that went through my program. And, you know, it's funny. I think that I never expected to be where we're at today. And I have really been, again, feeling very blessed that people have lifted us up. People have supported my students. People have wanted and understand that, you know, so many girls across the country are simply being left out. And that at a time where technology is changing everything about the way that we live and work, you know, we're not giving all of our kids a chance to march up into the middle class, right, to get one of those software programmer jobs where you can make $120,000 a year. And we need to, because people are really suffering, you know. Yeah. And I think the second thing is that I have seen 16-year-olds, you know, build algorithms to find a cure to cancer. You know, I have seen my students build apps, right, to help us stop bullying. I have seen the power of girls to be leaders, to be change makers, and they have showed me that if you teach me to code, I will change the world.
Yeah. And that all began with the idea of what you've done too, Reshma. I think, you know, what was it like for you to embrace your own power? Because that, to me, is the big message of Brave Not Perfect, is to realize that all of us, no matter who we are, what we look like, where we come from, we all, like you just said to your student, you have the power to change the world. I mean, what was it like for you to embrace for yourself?
I've been thinking a lot about this. You know, I think sometimes we embrace our power when we hit rock bottom. And for me, I was 33 years old. I have a job that my parents are proud of. I was making money. I, you know, I thought I had it all, but I was so depressed. And I was coming home every day being like, is this it? Is this the rest of my life? And, you know, I remember, it's funny how your life always is falling apart, like when your best friend calls you. My best friend called me and she said, you know what, just quit. And I was like, I can do that. And I remember quitting my job and deciding to run for United States Congress, right? Crazy, crazy thing for someone to do. I was 33 years old. People could barely pronounce my name. I was running against someone who had been there for 18 years and basically had no chance of winning. But I had never felt so alive because for the first time in my life, I didn't give up before I even tried. And for so long, I would only gravitate towards the things that I knew that I could accomplish or that I was good at or that I knew weren't risky. And I lost that race spectacularly, but it was the beginning of me living my life in a very different way. And I think that that's the thing, right? So many of us have things we want to do, have dreams that we want to take one step towards, but we talk ourselves out of them. And we are left then with so much regret and envy that physically makes us sick, that, you know, gets deep down in our belly. And I think, to me, that's what I want people to do by this book, Brave Not Perfect, is I want people to unlearn perfectionism and live a life of bravery, because I think a life of bravery is joy.
Right. So true. Again, everyone, Reshma Soojani is our guest for this segment. We're talking with her about her amazing journey and also her new book, Brave Not Perfect, Fear Less, Fail More, and Live Bolder. I want to talk about the failing more part, because you just said something, Reshma, that I know my manager is going to get on me about. Because one thing I've been told so often more recently is that I play it too safe. That you're good at what you're doing, but you could do so much better. Why aren't you going for more? The word fail, or look even at, you know, I think even I was telling someone recently, Reshma, I have changed my whole perspective about failure, because now it's more like a lesson learned. Sometimes I feel like it is a direction that I realize, okay, maybe that's not the direction for me. I need to go this way. How has failing more helped you to succeed?
I mean, I think failing more has helped me open myself up to the journey, right? Like, had I never run my race for Congress and lost, I never would have started Girls Who Code, right? I would have never reached my destiny. And so failure has opened doors for me. It's also made me stronger, and it's made my life less boring. You know, I think so many of us stick in jobs that we're like, about. And then we ask ourselves, why do I feel so empty? Why do I feel so just not alive? I mean, even when you do something that scares you, it makes you feel like you're alive. And I think that, you know, I think that there's just so much benefit from failing. And we have to see it that way.
Yeah. And I think that is why this movement, and that's the best word that comes to mind for me when I think about what you've done, is so powerful, because, again, it reminds people even of that it's okay. You know, it's okay. And for us not to be the ones that stand in our own way. And I think that is the big thing for sure. You know, one of the things you talk about in part three of the Reshma, Kiss the Perfect Girl Goodbye, The Path to Being Brave. You know, Brené Brown is a favorite of this program. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I realized with her is how she, you know, one of her big things is daring people to be brave. You talked about building a bravery mindset. Let our audience know what that is.
Yeah. So I always say that you can't be brave if you're tired. Right? You can't be brave if you're tired. And so many women I know, we're exhausted, right? We don't sleep, we don't eat, we put off our doctor's appointments. And so I think the first thing to building a bravery mindset is to get rest, like get rested to be brave. You know, one of the second things I talk about, this idea of getting comfortable with rejection. You know, most athletes I know, right, they live on the edge of their critical ability and feedback, right? They have a coach who's sitting there saying, do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again. I have really in my life gotten in this practice of getting comfortable with rejection, getting comfortable with feedback. And one of the things I do is I literally and figuratively surround myself with rejection. I recently, you know, I've run for office twice. I've lost twice. I recently applied to my community board and I got rejected from that. And I couldn't even get on my community board. And I took that rejection letter and I posted it on my refrigerator. And I stare at it today as an example of I won't let someone tell me what I can't do. So, you know, we have to build a bravery mindset. And then I have some practices, right, of what you can do to build your bravery muscle.
That in itself, I mean, I think, you know, that's the other side of this that makes you so different. People will tell you, well, you need to do this. You know, this is what you need to do. But they don't actually tell you how to do it. And they, or they don't at least set you in the right direction, right, so that you can be able to do
it. You can do it.
Is that all? Yeah. I mean, isn't that also part of what you've heard from people about the importance of being able to show them by example as to what they can do? I mean, is that also one of the things that you've been able to hear from people?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of why I feel like I've literally built a practice. It's kind of like weight loss, right? Someone can't just say, you know what, lose 10 pounds. It's like, tell me how. Mm-hmm. Tell me what to eat. Tell me what calories to cut. You know, tell me what exercises to do. And so I can't just say, you know what, go be brave, right? I got to teach you how to be brave and to tell you, you will fall on and off the wagon, but here are some practices. And, you know, the book really goes deep into that. Like, one of the things I talk about is this idea of, like, practicing imperfection. Right. And so I say, you know what, this week, send an email that's slightly consequential with a typo in it. No emojis, right? No explanation points. Just say what you want to say. Because far too many of us, we spend a lot of time rereading and rewriting our emails. And we go quickly from I made a typo to I made a mistake to I'm stupid to I'm dumb to I'm going to get fired all in 10 seconds. Right.
Right.
So the
idea
of practicing imperfection is you realize, you know what? Nothing's going to happen. I'm not going to get fired. No one's probably even going to notice it. And so that was one of the practices that I talk about. The second thing is, it's funny, as you were talking about, I was thinking about this for you, it's just start. You know, sometimes we avoid taking risks. We avoid doing big projects because they feel like they're too big. And sometimes what you have to do is just take one step. You know, the woman who does my nails was saying, she always wanted to open up her own shop, but she kept telling herself, you know what? I'm not good at business. I'm not good at business. So I told her, you know what? Take one step, right? Sign up for a course. Buy the URL of the name of your nail salon, right? Like, just take one step. Don't think about the whole enchilada, right? Just take one step. Just start. You know, buy a book. Talk to a friend who's a small business owner, right? You don't have to figure everything out on day one. It's a process.
Exactly. It is a process. And it's one that can definitely be able to be rewarding for us as well as an example for others. Even in the acknowledgement of the book, you talk about that this book comes itself from a lot of support. I wanted to bring up this final point, and if you don't mind to talk about, because one of the things that you talk about in the book is trusting yourself. But trusting ourselves and trusting others is definitely not the easiest thing, right, for a lot of people to do. What was it like for you to realize the importance of your own voice and your own opinion? Because I found for myself, we're so quick to believe what other people say and not believe, of course, what we know, right, or what we can do. So what is it, realize the importance of being able to trust yourself?
I think it just changed my whole life. Like, I've always had a gut instinct about things. And when I followed it, I've been free. You know, and when I question myself, it's when things don't go right. But, you know, part of it is sitting in it when you start going there, which we all do, right? When we start doubting ourselves or that voice in our head gets really loud that tells us that we're not good enough and we can't do that. And, like, you know, so much of that also comes from our upbringing. You know, a lot of women I know, we have those critical mothers, right, who told us, you know, stand up straight. Are you really going to wear that? Or, you know, I don't know if you're going to get that job. Right. And that's because their mother said that to them. And so trying to understand where that comes from, why do I do that to myself, is the beginning of beginning to unwind that behavior.
Right. And it's something that all of us can be able to do. Again, the book is called Brave, Not Perfect, Fear Less, Fail More, and Lift Boulder. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com or, of course, your favorite bookstore. Thank you so much, Reshma, for this conversation.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm so glad that we were able
to
have it. Yeah, so let our audience know, how can they stay connected with you and, of course, you know, be able to find out what's coming up next for you?
Absolutely. Well, join our Brave Not Perfect movement, right? We're in the throes of building everyday courage. You can find me on rushwithsajani.com. I'm on Instagram at rushwithsajani. I'm on Twitter at rushwithsajani. Hashtag what this book means to you at hashtag brave not perfect. We're building a revolution here. And I think that when we do that, when women live for themselves, we will be happier and we will change what leadership looks like for us.
Right. I think that's it. Well, Reshma, congratulations to you. So
Thank
glad
you.
That we were able to make this work. And
Me
looking
too.
Forward to having you back on the program again.
Absolutely. Take care.
Hey, you do the same
Bye-bye.
Thing. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. I want to thank our good friends at Open Book Publicity for helping us with this conversation. And thank all of you for tuning in to another great segment. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make it a great one.